Can I touch them?
Yeah.
Will they peck me?
They'll peck at your rings.
They will, they?
And they'll try to take them off if they get a good hold. But they're not very strong at pecking.
Yeah. I want to feel your feathers. Now, this might be what a dinosaur felt like to touch. That's really soft and lovely.
Yeah, it's just like a cuddly toy.
Oh, I'm stroking dinosaurs. Yeah, get off me. I think they do look like dinosaurs, especially when you know that some dinosaurs were actually feathered.
They certainly do, and those feathers are quite primitive in their structure, a lot like some of the fossil feathers we find.
The similarities aren't just on the surface. We can get a much better understanding of ancient dinosaurs by looking at the anatomy of their modern relatives in depth. And a local farm has recently had to put down one of its ostriches. As an anatomist, I'm very used to dissecting cadavers.
Yeah, I don't usually wear Wellington boots when I'm dissecting, I have to say.
But this will be the first time that I've ever dissected a bird, or for that matter, the descendant of a dinosaur.
So, John, talk me through the anatomy that we can see on the surface.
That's our heel, the ankle joint, but birds walk with that clear of the ground, just like their dinosaurian ancestors did.
And really, just two toes and one main one?
The middle toe is their dominant toe. Just like in a dinosaur, the third toe is the major toe of the foot.
And there are other similarities to their ancient relatives.
I don't know if you can see this, but here's the tip of the wing right here, and
there's a
lovely little claw coming off it.
Yeah.
So
that's at the end of one of the digits on their arms, on their wings.
And it's, you know, just there as a relic of their ancestors.
Mm. Yeah.
But the real clues about dinosaurs come from seeing what the relationship is between a bird's muscles and its bones.
Right away, we can see some of the thigh muscles here. You can see this lovely red color, beautiful, beefy muscle.
So, based on dissections like this, how accurately do you think you can reconstruct the musculature of extinct dinosaurs?
You can look at any bone and tell something about the soft tissue anatomy of the animal from the scars, as they're called, the muscle scars and ligament and tendon scars on the bones that are attachment points for all these things that we see here as soft tissue.